Morning. God's blessings to you. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. This has been our Tuesdays. We've taken the time to enter into what's called Lectio Divina, which is a contemplative practice of that goes back, you know, to the monastic community, the early monastic tradition, where there weren't Bibles for everyone, and not everybody could read, and so the monks gathered to hear the scripture and a passage of it over and over again to prayerfully consider it. I think that's a method of prayer that suits us well during this different kind of rhythm during J-term. And so today we'll be praying with a passage that I'm sure is very familiar to you. Some call it the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, because it's heard often at weddings. And the love being described here is God's love for you, for us. And so as we go through, I'll read the text a total of four times. Each time I read it, I will give you some guidance on what to pay attention as I read. First, I'll read the text out loud slowly twice. And the purpose of these readings is for you to hear the text and to listen for a word or a phrase that captures your attention. As you recognize a word or phrase, focus your attention on that word and repeat it several times in your mind. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 7. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Next, I will read the text again. This time, I invite you to focus your attention on how the word or phrase speaks to your life today. What does it mean for you today? How is God speaking to you about your life through this word or phrase that has caught your attention? If I speak in the tongue of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I'll read the text one final time. This time, try to focus on what God is calling you to do or to become. Experiencing God's presence changes us. It calls us to something. During this final reading, pray silently about what God is calling you to do or to be as a result of this experience. We will observe an extended period of silence after this final reading so that you have time to listen and pray. At the time of this silence, I'll close our practice by saying Amen, and then you are invited to join us when you are ready for refreshments in the back of the chapel. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Amen.